Welcome to I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here, a weekly audio blog from Jigsaw PSPH. This week, the perils of frozen pizzas. Oh, that mindfulness training certainly came in handy. 2 minutes into injury time, a penalty, and League Two survival on the line. Now, that's what I call pressure. Follow that with an impending 21st birthday in the family, and my first full week in the real world, and I was looking forward to sitting down in front of the telly for a bit of comedy on Monday night. 10:35, BBC One, a new sitcom from Ben Elton, said the publicity. Now, being a big fan of Blackadder and The Young Ones, I was really looking forward to The Right Way, even when I found out it was based on health and safety. I should have known better. 10 minutes into an unfunny series of rants based on speed bumps and bodily parts I wouldn't dare go into here, I decided watching Graham Stack's super penalty save at Underhill on the iPlayer was much more entertaining. Good comedy is always based on reality, so you'd think someone making one up about health and safety would have done just a tiny bit of research. Town councils, where they still exist, are virtually no more than one-man bands these days, so to have one in a large, ornate town hall with a staff of four dealing purely with health and safety is something they could only dream of for if they were in front of the telly on Monday, probably have nightmares about. To then compound those errors with the popular misconceptions about keeping people safe that appear regularly in the tabloids, let's face it, Ben, that's just sloppy. The size of speed bumps, or unreliably informed, the play of Conkers, which is in the next episode, are certainly not what it's all about. It's hopefully keeping everyone out of the coroner's court, as any EHP who's been unfortunate to find themselves in that situation will testify. I'm sure every occupation has its beef with its media portrayal. I remember a police officer friend telling me once the amount of action they get on the bill in a week keep us going for a year. Ever since Basil Fawlty caught Mr. Carnegie snooping in his fridge, environmental health professionals have found themselves as regular visitors to soap opera catering establishments, as well as bizarrely hovering a radiation meter over Victor Meldrew's dung heap in One Foot in the Grave. While they did contain a fine Mars bar joke, in all that, though, no one has really shown what it's like and how many real-life characters are out there, which is a pretty much a wasted opportunity. When I was out on the streets, there were plenty. Two spring instantly to mind. One was a chip shop owner on being presented with a food complaint of a piece of wire he'd served in a bag of chips. Couldn't help but give me his views on modern society. He said, "Now, Mr. Hill, years ago, if someone came in and said, 'I'm sorry, I've got a bit of wire in me chips,' I'd give them a new bag, no questions asked. These days, they get wire in their chips, they come running to you. I blame consumerism for that." The other was a hotel owner who, on first spying me in his kitchen, said, "You won't find anything wrong here. If you want to know what all the problems with this food hygiene are caused by, I tell you, it's all down to frozen pizzas." Now there's some material for a decent sitcom. Whatever you do, don't tell Ben Elton.
I was doing a little bit of sunbathing. I was lying out there today. A little boy crept across me and he poured something all over my back. He said, "This will make you brown." I said, "What is it?" "It's gravy."
After the Arctic spring, this week we've got our first sun protection advice from Public Health England. Skin cancer cases are still on the rise, with the vast majority being caused by overexposure to either the sun or sunbeds. Having already mentioned previously the fact that sunbed surveys have found alarming levels of radiation in some cases, it's a problem no one should take for granted. There is, though, also a balance to be struck. My granddad's advice of "get out in the current bun, it'll do your world of good," does have some truth in it. Sunlight is needed to produce vitamin B, but it only takes a short exposure to build up the amount the average person needs. One interesting study in the future, though, is surely fake tan. It seems to be almost obligatory for any young girl to go out looking at best like they've had a decent holiday in the Bahamas, and at worst like they've been tangoed. Some spray tan solutions can contain up to 45 different chemicals that have not been around long enough to carry out full studies, with some experts suggesting what started with "the only way is Essex" might well end up as a public health time bomb. Social media now and the news that this week Jigsaw BSPH reached the dizzy heights of number 27,515,750 on the Twitter charts. Not exactly in at number one with a bullet, as they used to say, but another indication of the number of people that are now using social media on a regular basis. Of course, to access the likes of Twitter and Facebook, you gotta get online first. And in today's fast-moving world, those that don't are in real danger of being left behind. The government's Digital 2 report estimates that 4 million people will need support to access public services online. That figure, though, has been challenged by UK Online Centre's chief executive, Helen Milner, who says that there are 16 million Brits who lack the skills to use computers and the internet, many of whom are the highest users of public services, and 70% of whom, the report tells us, do not intend to go online in the next 12 months. You know, I do sometimes wonder about some research studies. This week, the University of Exeter told us that parks, gardens and green space in urban areas can improve the well-being and quality of life of people living there. Using data from 5,000 UK households over 17 years, researchers found that living in a greener area had a significant positive effect. The adults involved had all moved around the country between 1991 and 2008. Maybe it's me, but as Grandad used to say, aren't they stating the obvious? Finally, it's back to the telly and MasterChef, which came in for a slating this week over poor standards of hygiene in its kitchens. Viewers spotting stomach-turning standards on the show, according to the Daily Mail. These included sweat dripping into sauces and hair dangling over lamb tagine, while other turn-offs were contestants wearing jewellery and nail varnish and cross-contamination of food. The BBC responded by saying, "When filming in professional kitchens, we always follow the guidelines required by the restaurant in question." Ah, that's okay then, is it? Not been a good week for Auntie, has it? Well, that's it, and prior warning that next week's episode could be a little downbeat if the mighty Barnet don't get the result they need on the pitch at Northampton to stay in Division 2. That's certainly a bit of green space that could have a big effect on my well-being over the next 7 days. See you next week. I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, produced and presented by Pete Hill for Jigsaw PSPH. For the latest news, follow us on Twitter at Jigsaw PSPH. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence, and any reproduction for commercial gain without permission is strictly prohibited.